So, last afternoon, this sage was saying that adhikarena, adhikarina, you know, like if kind of same statement as Jesus says many times. He says, if you have ears, listen, you know, listen if you have ears. So, you know, we cannot say that he was not seeing that you have ears, you know. He's talking about this adhikare, adhikarina, means like if you have got eligibility, and from his side he's saying, I'm talking from adhikarina, you know. I am talking from that place. And if you have ears, you know, if you got eligibility, certainly, you know, meeting will be otherwise. Like same sentence, kind of, you know, in different words, but same thing. Like he's saying, probably they never meet, but somehow, you know, they are seeing from the same place. So it's kind of repeating as Jesus said, you know, like if you have ears, listen. So here he's saying, like, if you got eligibility, listen. Kind of adhikarina, if you have. And then another thing which also matches with him, because he says that I'm born from a virgin mother, you know. And here also sage is saying, Atma Samadhi Yogam, like what I am born, like, you know, the body is born certainly with some mother, but now I am not that person anymore. Now I am born with this Atma Samadhi Yogam, you know, I have gone inside me, you know, somehow and came back with the fish, kind of. And this fish, you know, this was not like usual way of being born, you know. There was no, you know, this is like always virgin. There is no kind of, that act has not happened, because, you know, I went within, inside me, and like somehow this fish, you know, what I came after is not the same person. Like I went in as Jesus, came back as Christ. So certainly this is like, I'm like, my mother is virgin, you know, like it's certainly certain that she is virgin. So like these two statements, you know, kind of matches. And no, no, just, yeah, please.
So two things.
Uh-huh.
What makes a person eligible?
What makes person eligible?
Yes.
I think, you know, not one thing, you know, many, many things. And like one thing, like, you know, the base can be like not rely on somebody else. Not like what you speak, you also speak through feeling that. Like generally in life we see, like we speak, mouth is our, but somebody else is speaking through our mouth. So there is not, like we always live a life of kind of misunderstanding ourselves. I understand myself, about myself, that I have a, you know, something, and actually I don't have, because I never question, you know, this was from somebody, like I read a book or somebody said, and I start behaving, you know, I make my kind of house on that. So one thing, like, you know, which is like most important is like we really have to, you know, kind of, like, you know, be like this and say, from today on, I'm going to speak what I feel. Not what I read, not what somebody said. So this will be kind of the base. And then slowly, like, you know, you come in touch with you, like, more and more. Otherwise, there is no way that you are in touch with you, because, you know, you are in touch with your head, with your mind, but not with you. So, first, like, one thing is, like, to be in touch with you, and then doing anything, you know, it's no problem. Like, whatever you do, you learn from that. Like, you learn and you become more in touch and more in touch, you know, and then kind of fully, like, actually, like, you know, this, say, when we have like this battery, you know, like this battery, there is like this one plus and one minus. And if somebody knows what is this, like what is plus and what is minus?
The polarity.
The polarity, yeah. And, like, okay, yeah, this, but like inside, there will be like, you know, these small things, you know, small kind of cells, we can say. And they will be kind of together, or...
like a circuitry.
Eh?
Some kind of circuit system?
Yeah, circuit system. But like, I'm asking, like, inside, if they live together or they are separate. Like, this is like, I haven't read anything about this, but like, my feeling is, you know, that, the, you know, the inside, they are kind of together. Like, the plus and the minus, they live together. And what I feel from this life energy, you know, both cells, like plus and minus, are in the being. In the being, like who we are, plus and minus are there. And work of maybe plus is to activate, and work of minus is to, like when plus is tired, to pass energy to plus. There are, like, you know, positive and negative. And negative is there really to, when plus has kind of, it finished with energy, to pass minus, energy of minus into plus. So similarly, like, you know, our being also has these two, like plus and minus, we can say. And generally what we try to do, like, you know, because we are told that, you know, you have to be good. So we try to create, like, you know, plus at one place and minus, like, separate from the plus. And then we create also a boundary, like we become like at least two people, actually. Like, you know, the very, very good persons, they are at least two people, you know. Sometimes you feel this and sometimes you feel that. So another thing, like, if we can allow this, like plus and positive and negative, to be together and not care about, again, our negativity, because that has to be there in order to have energy. And if we don't care, then it's not like a, then it's not bad. When we care, then it becomes bad, actually. Like, when we care that, you know, I shouldn't be feeling this bad, then it's like more bad. Like, feeling bad is not bad. But to feel that I shouldn't feel bad, you know, is more bad. And probably then we don't live like this wholesome kind of life, you know, like we feel always kind of tired, you know, like never. So one thing is that, you know, we have to accept ourselves as we are. Like somewhere say, okay, you know, okay, like, maybe Jesus can be like that, but I am like this, you know. I am like Bodhi, you know. I am Bodhi, and I am like Bodhi. And I accept Bodhi as Bodhi. And then maybe like these two parts, you know, they are helping each other. And then it's like more fruitful, like to prepare ourselves. Your chance to speak.
Mm-hmm. More things are...
More?
Okay, well, that's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
About eligibility, and I understand that those are two of many things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied. Two. The other thing is about this virgin birth.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is because there was no partner. There's only one, like giving birth to oneself.
Yeah.
So there's no partner, and therefore we can call it a virgin birth.
Yeah, because there is not like that act,
right.
You know. Actually, like what I, you know, this is my kind of mind fuck, you can say, you know, like what I think. Like what it feels to be like, you know, when, say, like in kind of in science, you know, we have gone two atom, like, you know, the atom is the, like the, from the matter, you know, the particle of matter is atom. And when we do something to atom, you know, like a blast happens and it's very, very destructive. And probably this is like what this Atma Samadhi, like what Jesus is saying, what this says is saying, Atma Samadhi Yoga, you really go to the, like, very, very, you know, particle of consciousness, and you go in, like, open similarly, as scientists open this atom, and this destruction happened, and because it's creativity, so something like, and creativity is like never seen, kind of, you know, like all creativity happens in dark. Like, you know, you don't... Eh?
As potential.
Yeah, like, you know, all the creativity, like whatever, like we keep on growing,
yeah.
Never feeling that I'm growing, you know. When you like kind of, you know, sit by the side of like wall, then you know, aha, you have grown 2 inches. Like, this is how we know. Like all the creativity. You know, the body is creating blood and so many things and is not known. So probably what these sages are saying is they enter in this like cell of creativity or consciousness and is so creative that some kind of, you know, this what happens to atom, something like that happens, you know, that this is why it's like so juicy for them probably. So this is like, seems like to me, something like that. And they really enter in and they feel that who has come after, you know, after really finding out, you know, what is consciousness, what has come is like a very, very bigger person, not a limited person, which has effect on kind of, you know, on this creativity level, you know, maybe much effect. So probably this is why I say, you know, like you really is very, very enjoyable, you know, state.
The virgin birth and this.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship between what you just spoke and the virgin birth.
Yeah, virgin birth means like really another thing, like for this act, you know, you have to be like feminine, you know, like really receptive.
Yeah.
And receptive means like feminine. This is why, like, you know, Buddha, you know, has no mustache. Like, because somehow, you know, they are saying how they become Buddha, you know. Like, probably, you know, he will have mustache, you know. It's not possible that not having, you know. Krishna has no mustache. Like, all of them are like women, you know.
Yes.
They don't have, you know.
Yes.
They don't have to use this shaving machine every day, kind of. At least in their photos, you know. So probably it's like... It's something like, you know, they have to, like, before this, what Jesus is saying or what this sage is saying, Atma Samadhi Yogam, somewhere you really have to be as receptive as feminine is, you know. And this is why once you come out of that, then you feel not like not having, you know, like, you really feel like being a woman, kind of. You know, it's like the whole being becomes like a, you know, like that. Yes, please.
Creates this enormous destruction.
Great destruction, yeah.
And that what you're describing in Christ and this sage is the ultimate creation rather than the ultimate destruction. So that instead of splitting something, it's like the most refined coming together of something.
Yeah, it's like more kind of being, you know, like kind of, you know, ability to, like, you know, to be very, very receptive, and from there, whatever happens, kind of, yeah.
There was something in, when Buddha was saying about the relationship between that and the virgin birth, that it's like one's own inner egg and sperm coming together.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like those poles, the feminine and the masculine, being in union.
Yeah. And probably, I think, what I feel, maybe, you know, in this birth, masculine is not needed, you know. Like, what feels, it's like, it's very, 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 like, there is no feeling of being masculine. Like, you know, in this, like, what happens, you really feel kind of you are giving space to, like, only this. So it doesn't feel that there is a need of being masculine, kind of. You know, somehow, probably this is why they say it's like a, just why are the virgin, you know, why are the, like, only female, this is possible. This birth, what? After, you know, Jesus went as Jesus and came back as Christ, like this birth, only female, kind of only feminine, you know, has eligibility to give this birth to. Maybe male is not needed there.
You mean the male principle?
Yeah, male principle is not needed.
I don't understand this male principle.
No, because she was saying, like, you know, the male egg and, you know, like about the birth.
Yeah.
So, like, when body is being born, then we need these two things, like, feminine and male, both.
But the male stands for something, we express something with the male, and I want to know what is it that we express with the male. I don't understand. Like, what does it mean?
Male means, like, the active, you know.
Active?
Yeah. Male is like the active side of the,
and feminine
is like passive. So, like, what my feeling is, like, out of passiveness, this can be like this. Christ can be born.
It's interesting, isn't it, that the figures that we know are both male. I mean, you talked about Buddha and Christ, and they're both men.
Yeah, but you know, like having male body. Probably after they decided to not have mustache, you know, like after, the, you know, all of them, you know, they somehow are clean, safe, you know. Like, there is not even sign, you know, that they have something, kind of. So probably, like, this is like a kind of mystical way of saying that, you know, now I'm 100% kind of feminine, you know, like, somehow. This is my understanding, you know. I don't know if that is true or not.
It's all in the facial hair.
Eh?
I shouldn't not pluck my beard anymore. So, it's a woman, like it's passivity or is still active, or like activity is not included in this female energy?
Yeah. Yeah, like it feels like, you know, only this passiveness, you know, like in this, like especially in this act, Atma Samadhi Yogam, like what Sage is describing, for that activeness is not needed, you know.
So full passivity,
eh?
Like only passivity is good for
only?
Passivity,
yeah. Yeah, only, you know, for this, like, you know, like before reaching to this point, before reaching to this cell of consciousness, you know, you need active, you know, activeness. Once you have found the mouth of this kind of cell of consciousness, then only passiveness acts. Yeah, you know, try to be passive, you know, as much as possible.
When you think that you have a like, kind of activity moving into yourself, like what, like you should try to address it, or I don't know.
No, because like then when you feel active, then kind of, you know, be active, like not to suppress anything. Yeah, try to give more space, and then when action, because of course, like when you become more passive, you gain energy, and then more activeness will come, certainly.
It seems to be that more passive I am, the more active I become.
Yeah, you have to, you know, you have to do something. So yes. Once you feel like doing, also do. I think it's the same thing, you know, being kind of open to his reception.
Yesterday you were talking about the state between death and rebirth,
yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, not process, but once you find yourself there, you know, this sucked in happens, you know, kind of automatically, you know, somehow, by some rule. But once you are in there, you feel uncomfortable.
My question is, do we have any choice over which womb we get sucked into?
Yeah, I think, you know, somehow, like, you know, this karma theory, we can say, like, you know, it's before, like, how you have been before this birth, you know, that time will decide, like, which kind of womb you are interested in. And it's not, like, your decision, like, you know, in the past, you already have done that. And then because, like, in this state, you cannot make any decision. Like, so you are there with the past kind of decision, which also you don't know, kind. And then you are kind of sucked in because of this maybe appropriate father and mother for you.
So it's predetermined by...
Yeah, kind of predetermined, yeah. Can you speak loudly, please? You have to be active. Yeah, until this, like, very, very specific, you know, what Sage is saying, like, Atma Samadhi Yogam, until you enter in you. Like, you know.
So what kind of activity?
Then?
What kind of activity?
Depends, like, what you feel, you know. No, there cannot be like a prescribed activity. Also, your feelings have to be involved there. So whatever you feel right. Active?
As opposed to receiving the activity.
Receiving the receptivity, yeah. Like, you know, something, doing something. So that, because like, say, you know, if you have been like very, very passive, not say you have been using lying down very much. So then, after that you feel like doing something, you know. You feel like walking, automatically that comes. And if you don't do that, then you feel like tensed, you know, because energy is there, so you feel tense. So it's better to let it out so that you are again ready for lying down, kind of. Now he's saying, Vijnanam evam sam upas vidvan visat akayam satatam niyuktah sarvatragami bhavat ih muktah tat dharma dharmi bahi antah sanstha. And now says he's saying that Vijnanam evam sam upas, knowing this from inwardly, visati akayam satatam niyukta. Then person can be like can appoint himself or herself to be in body or not to be in body. Like he's saying, like, you really can choose, you know, when you want to be in body or when you don't want to be in body. That doesn't mean death, because, you know, you can act many things, you know, without body. And then he's saying sarvatragami bhavati ih mukta, and this person can kind of go, you know, this astral traveling, we can say, you know, can travel without a ticket, without a plane ticket. And tat dharma dharmi bahi anta sanstha. And that person is also associated with the dharma. Like with the dharma of like what is, you know, what we are, because then association of this person is not like working for the country, not working for the, you know, like only for humanity, also not. So is associated with what is, you know, like with the base, very, very, because of which all we are. So saying somehow, you know, membership is offered to be member of that association, kind of, you know, to this person, you know, they offer membership that you can become the member of this association, who is for everything, you know. It's like not only for humanity, not only for, you know, for the whole. So Sage is saying that then that person becomes member of that association.
Energy? Yeah. And then it can choose the body to be in if it wants
Yeah, like, you know, it can choose, you know, to, because it's, there are different, you know, like, as, you know, when you are at work, there are many things to be done, you know. Like, sometimes you have to be in your office, sometimes you have to go out visiting, you know, many, many things. So it depends on the kind of conditions.
So it doesn't have to be born into a body, it just has to go into a body.
It can, like, it can choose. Yeah, it doesn't have to, but it can choose to be born again, if that is healthy. And then he's saying, sarvagyata trapti anadi bodha stantrata nityam alukta sakti ananta sakti cha nirayamatma visuddha deha sa sivatvam eti. And what is the like, how you feel being there? He's saying sarvagyata trapti. You are satisfied with like having this light, which you, when you need, you can put in, like, you know, like, if you have like a, if here say is dark, and if you have like a light, and then you can, you know, when you want to see anatta, you can put on anatta, like, so it's like his, this person is satisfied with having this, and then that is enough, because, you know, you, what you need, you can see, and then anadi bodha, there is a, we can say awareness, which is not born, which is not because of anything. You know, it's like natural awareness there. And satantrata nityam, always feeling free, you know, not feeling bound to anything. Alukta sakti, always fresh, not tired. Ananta sakti cha niray atma. And always feel that connected to what is, which is infinite. Visuddha deha sa sivattam sivattvam et. And having this body of light, and when this body dissolves, then, like the like with the dissolving of body, also this welfare keeps on rolling, like, you know, the feeling of thinking for all, you know, that keeps on rolling. It doesn't, it is not only till the body, even after the body, this keeps on going. So it's saying like these are the things which you will feel after, when you are born as Christ, you know, like when you have gone through within you and came back with somebody else, with the effort, kind of. And now he's saying, na japah, na archanam, snanam, na homa, na eva sadhanam, dharma adharma phalam nast, na pinda, pinda, na udatriya. And now, after like once you are born as Christ, then you don't need chanting, you don't need like taking shower every morning, like, you know, all any kind of, you know, act is not needed. You just live day by day. And also the fruits of your act, you know, you are kind of beyond the karma. Again, he's saying, like, no, you don't have to get fruits of your actions. And also, like, they, in India, they have, like, if your parents died, then you have to do some kind of ceremony for them. So he's saying, like, also, you don't need that because, you know, like, there is nobody to accept that thing. And then, niyamani. Na tasya asti, na upavasa vidhiyate, pravattihicha, nivrattihicha, brahmacharya vratanicha. Also, don't have to fast and don't have to follow any rules. Also, you don't have to be engaged or not engaged. You know, it's like, it's equal, like being engaged or not engaged. Also, you don't have to follow brahmacharya anymore, you know, you don't have to be brahmachari anymore. Agnim praveshanam na asti patanam bhraguna udake shiva gyan amritam yitva vicharasya yatha sukham shivavat shasvata suddha srashti dharm vivarjita. And another thing is saying that this is like what he said before is like entering inside the fire, and when you come back, like, you know, all the impurities are burnt and you come back pure with, like, with drinking nectar, kind of, you know. And also, knowing how to be like, how to well wish for all, knowing that. And so saying, like, knowing how to well wish for all, and after drinking nectar, you can really like a walk, you know, like, you know, it's not like an act, like, you know, anything is not like an act for you. Everything is like a joy, like a walking. And shivavat sasvatah suddhah srashti dharma vivarjitah. Like, always like Shiva, like, you know, this pure consciousness. And the natural laws also don't apply on you. Like, you don't have to be born again, you know. Nature cannot put you in jail, kind of, no. And that will not happen. Satyam, satyam, punah satyam, trisatyam, chamaya kritah, atah partaram nasti vigyayam kutra chit guha. And now saying, like, saying, like, what I said, it's true, you know. And he's saying, again true and again true. You know, it's not like, don't actually, because he's speaking to Guh, this somebody, Guh, and he's saying, Guh, what I said is nothing from imagination. Everything I said from my knowledge. So to know this, that this is true, this is true, this is true. And certainly knowing this, you can also try to know, like try to go via practices so that you also know and live like me, you know, like live like this says. And then is Bimal iti sarva bhavan, Bimal atma, Bimal buddhi, amurdhi, sarva bimalam pasyati, Bimala bimalen bhaven. And then like the now saying like the now the fun starts, you know, the fun life starts. And he's saying, Bimal iti sarva bhavan, like a, like this emotional realm which has been bothering you will not bother, you know. It's like, will be very, very transparent to you. And this soul also which has been bothering you, if there is soul or there is no soul, you know, like you have been breaking your head against the wall, if there is soul or there is no soul. So saying also that will become transparent. Transparent to you, you really see that. And then Bimal Buddhi, also decision-making faculty, which was kind of many times making decisions and you have to suffer. And he's saying now, that is also transparent, you know, like this decision-making faculty is also transparent. And amurdhi, dhi means wisdom, without like a mood is somebody who doesn't learn from, you know, like you do something and then again repeat same thing. So that person is called like moor. And now he's saying like you will not be like repeating yourself, you know, like you will have wisdom which is not repetition, you know, always. Always against, you know, this repetition, you know, is not repeating. And then sarva bimalam pasyati, like everywhere you see transparency, no, none, nothing is hidden. And bimala bimalen bhaven, like a goodness is seen from this very, very transparent way. Like, you know, you see that kind of only transparency exists, you know, only there is nothing behind the walls, you know. There is nothing for you which is not seen. So you just, with that kind of spirit, you know, you start living. So the book finished here.
Emptiness might be another word to use.
To use, yeah.
In place of this transparency?
Yeah. Can be emptiness, like everything is like By?
By his or her actions.
Actions, you know, I think, you know, it's very difficult because actions, you know, because you have, you will have like a view about actions, you know, like, you know, because we have like a view that this should be like this and this should be like that, then it's very difficult because it's like this should is not applying there, then probably many times, you know, it will be maybe it is pro to your should, then it's good, and many times it is not pro to your should, then it's not good. So it's like really very difficult to really know the with the action.
Yeah, because you were saying one of the things that was mentioned in the book was that the sage, having caught the fish, doesn't need to follow the rules anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, again, he's saying, again, like, you know, just now I was reading.
If we judge a person by the conventional moral code, shall we say, that is being judgmental and ignorant. Yes.
No, I think, you know, it's not possible to judge from there. Yeah, because it's like it's completely kind of out of blue, you know. Like actually probably, you know, like these codes, like the codes we make from this place, you know, to because many people are not in that place, so somebody has to make a code, you know, so that society can run, that society can. So probably this person is already acting from that place, and because these code are made, you know, in the past always, and this person is acting now, so maybe, you know, according to code is not right, but according to, you know, present situation, is right.
But then there are cases of, there have been cases.
There have been, yeah.
Of people who pretended to be a sage.
But you are saying pretended. But sage is not saying that you should pretend.
Yeah, but I'm saying that.
Yeah.
People who were not sages.
Yeah.
Who either pretended so, or who really thought that they were so. And therefore felt that they had the right to break the rules. When they were in fact not a sage at all.
I think, you know, you already said that, you know, pretended sages, so doesn't apply on them, this rule. This rule, you know, 34 doesn't apply on those people. Yeah. It applies only when pretension is not there.
So how can we know who is a sage and who isn't?
I think, you know, you have to go through this. Only way is that. And I think you are going, you know, you are. So just be patient and, you know, spend some more time. And then you will know. And then I will ask, you know, can you tell me how can I know? And then you will say to me, Ajay, you know, keep on rolling. And you will know one day. Kind of. So. important to
follow the code of the society.
Like, as long as you are not, I think, you know, it's good to follow. But, you know, also use your feelings, you know, because many of them maybe, you know, you don't feel like at all. So not really to put yourself in jail because of the rules.
It's not rules.
Yeah, like what I'm saying, you know, because many, many rules come from several hundred years ago, when they don't have car, you know, when they don't have, like, all these things. So you really have to also feel, you know, maybe something is not appropriate now, because so much change has happened. So, like what I'm saying, you know, not really put yourself in a kind of bad situation because somebody made a rule, you know, in year 110, so, and now is 2007, so, you know, it's like long back. Not to lie, like to tell the truth, is kind of something high in society, in the West anyway. Not to lie is like a, like in West is very kind of
important thing.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like many times, because like what is in the books, you know, they say, like, speak the truth, but if it is helping, many times truth doesn't help. Because many times, like, actually, like, you know, we really say that I'm ready to hear the truth, but, like, we are never ready to hear the truth, actually, you know. This is what is the case, you know, if somebody says truth, we really turn our back, you know, like, generally is that. So really be very, very sensitive to it, because, you know, it's very well kind of, people speak about it, but nobody accepts. So maybe, like, if you can change this to, like, you know, speak the truth if it is helpful. Yeah, also, like, you know, I think, you know, in the life, you know, you have to lie, you know. I don't find a way without lying, kind of, you know, somewhere, you know. So I think, you know, it's like, and it's because lying is like, you know, gives you space, you know, because this person is not ready to hear the truth, then, you know, you are being engaged. Somehow, like, this is my experience, you know, like,
get up. But how do I know who is ready to hear it? But how do I know if I talk to somebody? I might decide to lie because I think this person is not ready to hear the truth, but
yeah.
It's just my
opinion. Yeah, so, because you are speaking, so it's, you know, you are, you know, you have to feel. You know, because this is like, when we are behaving, so, like, I'm behaving. So I have to feel, you know, it's not, I might be wrong, but then, you know, but I have to really feel what I feel. Yeah, you know, like, I'm saying, like, you know, like, together with, like, if you think that, you know, like,
mm-hmm. But in the end, it's because it's more comfortable for the person.
In the end?
Yeah. I know what I mean.
Yeah. So maybe
it's
that.
We lie because it's more comfortable for us than for the other person.
No.
For us,
also, maybe like many times, you know, it could be like many times that, but then you feel to speak truth. Like if you feel that this person will be, you know, in 1 or 2 days able to listen the truth, then, you know, it's good to try that. But many times, you know, person is ready to hear the truth after 6 months. Like many times is those kind of situations.
You're talking about diplomacy, aren't you?
Yeah. No, just
better not to speak.
Better, yeah.
It is better not to speak.
Yeah,
to say something else.
Yeah, you know, like also this, you know, you can try not to speak. But I think, you know, like whatever you do, you know, you cannot do everything perfect. So somewhere you have to accept that, you know, I have to try my best by doing, like, by speaking truth, by lying, by not speaking, and whatever comes. No, but, you know, that I understand, that, like, lying is not somehow possible, but maybe also it's because of the conditioning. So also really to see that, you know, if it is. Okay, so we can sit quietly for a few minutes.